In this segment, Dr. Covey continues his discussion about putting first things first. Here he covers the importance of delegation.
All right, now we need to move to the other kind of organization. What is it? Delegation. You know what a gopher delegator is? Do this. After you clean that up, then come and talk to me about it, and I'll tell you what else to do. That's gopher delegation. Go for this. Go for this. Go for this. Go for this. What we're talking about is full delegation. I call it stewardship delegation. You set up a complete stewardship and try to cut down the gopher side as much as you possibly can. Now, sometimes you yourself don't know all that's going to happen. So you may have to do some gopher delegation, but cut it down as much as you possibly can and give people a sense these are the results you are responsible for. Don't get me involved in methods. I'll tell you some of my best ideas, but I want completed staff work where you complete that particular job. That's a full stewardship delegation. Give them a sense of what the results are, give them freedom and methods, then get out of their way. I'll tell you a gopher delegation I was involved in one time. We were water skiing, and my son, he was very good at it, was out there being pulled, and I was driving the boat, and I had this camera with a little footage left on it, and gave it to Sandra. And I said, now take pictures at only critical times, because we have just a little footage, and she was unfamiliar with the camera, you know, so I said, only take times when we have the sun ahead of the boat, and also when he is doing some fantastic thing, like jumping the wake or having some turn where he's touching his elbow. And then I started to say, oh boy, she didn't know how to handle that camera, and I think I'll just do it in another way. Sandra, just take it when I tell you. Okay? And all you have to do is keep it focused on him and push this down. Everything else is ready to go, okay? Take it, 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 take it. Don't take it, 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 don't take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it. I had to literally, that's called one-on-one delegation, see? Total concern of one person with another person. There's no span of control, just one-on-one. Because I was afraid that if I didn't tell her everything, every instant, she might take it when she shouldn't take it, or not take it when she should have taken it, see? Now, a lot of people literally delegate that way. Now do this, now do this, now pick up this, now do this, now do this, see? That's gopher delegation. Instead, create an image in people's minds about where you're going and what you want to have accomplished. Now, let me give an illustration. It's a true experience in our own home with delegation. You know, I've done a lot of gopher delegation, and sometimes I've taken the time to set up stewardships. We had a family meeting, and in that family meeting, we discussed, you know, what is our family about? And we have a family kind of a goal statement, a mission statement, values and goals. We monitor ourselves by it. We look at it regularly. Well, in this particular family meeting, we were organizing ourselves. We get reorganized twice a year, June and September. Why? School's out, school begins. It's your reorganized time. Now, I've learned a couple of things. Don't reorganize fast. Take time. Have a lot of one-on-one visits before you reorganize so that there's good input and people really buy into what's happening, so that there's a significant sense of involvement. Remember this underlying principle: no involvement, no commitment. Okay? Son, your job is green and clean. That's your job. What's the first thing you notice about those words? Yeah, they rhyme, but what else? They're results words. You know, never delegate methods, only results. Why? If you delegate methods, you're into what kind of delegation? Gopher. You delegate results, you're into stewardship delegation. A clear picture of the desired results. It's the first and basic criterion of stewardship delegation. A clear picture of desired results. Green and clean. Son, come here. See this neighbor's yard here? That's called green. Now look at that. I mean, he really takes care of his yard. That's the color we're after, son. Let me show you our yard. Look at the mixed colors. See? It's not it, son. I want you to get a clear image in your mind. You'll notice over here, part of the problem is the sprinkler doesn't reach this part. So you have to... You know, the key to green, you'll find, is water, son. Just a very little kid, see? Key is water. Now, son, how you do that is up to you. You're free to do it any way you want. But I tell you how I do it if you want me to. How would you do it, Dad? I'd turn on the sprinklers. But you may want to use buckets or hose or spit all day long. Makes no difference to me. All we care about, son, is that color. Got it, son? That's green. Clean means no messes around. Paper, strings, bones, sticks, anything that messes up the place. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's just clean up half the yard. This line right here. Okay, let's clean up that part. Now, look at this compared to that. Look at the difference. That's called clean, son. Oh, good. I didn't notice that newspaper back there behind the bushes. Good eye, son. Look at it. Look at it. That's your job. This and that. Now, I better tell you some more things about this job before you decide whether or not you're going to take it. Because when you take it, I don't do it anymore, son. It's your job. It's called a stewardship. Stewardship means a job with a trust. Kemosabe means trusted friend. You are my trusted friend. That's what it means. It's a job, but you're trusted to do the job, to get it done. Let me tell you the other conditions. One, son, guess who your boss is. Think. No, it's not me. You boss yourself. I do? Very flattering. Right, you boss yourself. No one will boss you at all. Really? That's right. Now, what do you think you're going after? Right. Green, clean. By the way, this took me 2 weeks to go through this process. I'm just abbreviating it. Second, son, guess who your helper is? Who? I am. You bossed me. I am your helper. I do? See how flattering it is? Build self-esteem. That's right, son. But I better tell you a little about my situation. Sometimes I'm not here. Sometimes when I am here, I'm busy on other things. But if I ever have any time at all and you need my help, you've got it, son. Anytime. And anything you want me to do. Third, son, guess who your judge is. Guess who judges your work? Right, you got it. You judge yourself. How do you think you judge yourself, son? Right. Green and clean. You got it. See, he had the image in his head. That's it. That's a stewardship delegation. I said, how do you feel? He said, I'll do it. You think about it some more. Because let me tell you, I won't be doing it anymore unless you call on me. And you judge yourself twice a week. The two of us will walk around your stewardship and you show me how it's coming. And how do you think you judge yourself again? Green and clean, that's right. You think about it some more, son. Count the cost. I'll ask you a couple more days. Saturday morning came. How do you feel, son? I'll do it. Do what? Green and clean. How? That's up to me. Who's your helper, son? You are if you have time. What if I don't have time? My job is green and clean. Who's your boss? I boss myself. Who's your judge? I judge myself. How? Twice a week, you and I walk around. I'll show you how it's coming. It's essentially the nature of our conversation. only in little children language more. Is that a deal, son? Put it here, son. High five. Zip. It's yours, son. It's yours. He did nothing. You like that, don't you? 2 weeks of training, did nothing. All that Saturday, all that Sunday, all that Monday. You know, I was getting disgusted. It was middle of the summer, summer heat, 100 degree weather, dry, low humidity, a lot of money in the yard. Tuesday morning came, fourth day, doing nothing. After 2 weeks of training, I was ready to pull out all the stops. I said to myself, surely he'll do it today. I can kind of rationalize away Saturday. That's when we made the commitment. And Sunday, we don't want to work. And Monday, there is no reason at all. He has nothing else to do. He knows better. Certainly he'll do it today. Well, you know, I could hardly wait all that day long to see what it looked like when I came back, driving up home, going around the bank, turning into a home. I was just anxious to see that yard, and it was cluttered and yellowing more than ever. Stephen was across the street playing in the yard. I was ready to move back to Gopher Delegation. Son, now you get over here, and you get over here right now, and you start working on this or else. Yeah, I could get the golden egg that way. What happens to the goose, see? What happens to his internal commitment? His initiative muscles were dead. Why? I'd always nagged him. You nag people, and where's initiative? It's destroyed. So people say, they won't do it anyway. They don't have the ability or the desire. So you got to get on their back. So they get nothing done. You have to follow through, check up, hover over, you know, the whole hovering, smothering supervision thing. And you get validated. See? They did nothing. Unless I'm there, they won't do anything. And then you get mad. You get upset. You get emotionally invested in this thing. Particularly after you've made such an effort before, see? And particularly if the issue is a jugular issue or a key thing like your yard and the appearance of your yard, or if that's important to your own image or whatever. Well, I bit my tongue. And there was mess right there, too. Right there, 2 feet away from where I parked. Right there. Really. Garbage. Wet garbage. It had dribbled out of a sack, you know. It'd been there for 2 days. It'd been there since Saturday evening barbecue. But you can't touch it. It's their stewardship, see? I could have picked it up just like this. Well, I decided to call for an accounting. Hi, son. Trying to be real pleasant, you know. Faking it to the hilt. Hi, son. How are you? Just fine, Dad. How's it going in the yard, son? Just fine, Dad. How's this accounting? Why? I violated our agreement. That's not the way we agreed. I knew it. I pushed it. I bit my tongue. Wait till after dinner. After dinner. Honey, why don't we walk around kind of like we talked about together? Okay? Show me how it's going in your stewardship. Before we even got to the outside of the door, I could see his chin. Starting to go like that. By the time he got outside, just an open ball.
So hard, he said.
What's hard? He hadn't done one single thing. Should I tell you what hard is? Self-supervision. Bossing yourself. Initiative, that's what's hard. In fact, if you nag people enough, work is the course of least resistance. Really. Just get on people's back and nag them. The easiest thing to do is to do work. No growth and development, no PC. Anything you want me to do to help, son? Would you? What was my agreement with you? You said you'd help me if you have time. I got time, son. Just a minute, Dad. Ran in the house. Got two sacks. Came out, he handed me one, and he took one. I just held it. Could you clean that up?
It makes me vomit.
Anything you want me to do, son, I'll do it. Picked it up. Just held the sack. Directed me around the other way. Look who's directing whom. See, it was that day he signed the deal in his heart. He knew it was his stewardship. And I will never forget that entire summer, how pleased I was to see a greener, cleaner yard than it had ever been under my stewardship. And how he'd get after his brothers and sisters when they threw stuff around. He owned it, see? Ownership. It's mine. My pride's tied into it. Notice the basic elements. These. First, a clear description of desired results. And if possible, a visual picture of those desired results. Spend time. It took me 2 weeks. Spend time. Be patient. Second, teach people the guidelines, including no-nos. You know what a no-no is? I didn't do this, but I could have said to son, don't paint it. It's a no-no. It's not allowed. In other words, anytime you have given someone a job and you know the failure paths, identify them. If you know they're getting into trouble if they do this and this, tell them that. Be open and honest about it. Don't hide it. It's a failure path. There's quicksand. There's wild animals. You don't want to have everyone reinvent the wheel every day. Learn the hard way. The best way to learn is to learn from other people's mistakes. Tell them the failure paths, but what don't you tell them? What to do? Give them guidelines, including no-nos, but don't tell them what to do. Next, identify the resources. Call on me, son. Next, accountability. Set up an accountability arrangement. We agreed, walk around the yard twice a week. When does a person give progress reports? What are the criteria by which those desired results will be manifested, see? And they have the ball on there, at their toe. They come and give an accounting. They set it up. Fifth, consequences. What's going to happen, good or bad, based upon the accountability? Now, with my son Stephen, the only consequence was intrinsic. Intrinsic. But I wouldn't have hesitated to attach an allowance to it. At that time in his life, he didn't need an allowance. He wasn't concerned about it. But I wouldn't have hesitated to say, you judge yourself, this job is worth, say, $2 a week. You do a superb job, $3. Judge yourself. They'll be twice as tough on them as you would dare be. Because you've trusted them. Trust is the highest form of human motivation. It brings the very best out inside people. Now, that doesn't preclude the necessity to train and develop them so that their competency can rise to the level of that trust. If he hadn't have come through, I wouldn't have all of a sudden lowered the boom. I would go back in. Where's the problem? Maybe green is too much. Maybe just clean for this little kid, see? We want him to have small successes, one right after another, so that they gradually build. One of the reasons many people are very hesitant to delegate is they don't have confidence that the other person will really come through. And particularly when it deals with things that are very important. One of the ways to deal with that problem is to make it clear when you set up the stewardship agreement, or what you could call the performance contract. When you set it up and you deal with the item called guidelines, identify the different levels of initiative that they are allowed to exercise or not allowed to exercise. Let me identify 5 levels of initiative. First, wait till told. That's pure gopher delegation, isn't it? Don't do anything until I tell you. Second, ask. Ask. Third, recommend. Recommend. Fourth, do it and report immediately so that the information is immediately correlated with all that's happening. And if a mistake is made, it can be corrected instantly. Do it and report immediately. And fifth, do it and report routinely. That's the full delegation. Do it and report routinely. Now, let's say you have a couple of very important areas that you cannot afford mistakes to be made in the delegation. Say to them, in this area, you're at level 3. Try to move away from 1 and 2. Where I'm anxious to get your recommendation. What do you recommend be done? Bring to me a problem, bring to me a recommended solution, see? In that area, recommendation. If you go down to 2, then you've got to ask them. If you go down to 1, they're going to just wait. No one told me. I don't have any understanding at all exactly what my duties are. Of course I have an ambiguous job description. No one's told me. No, you say, if you ever have a problem, level initiative 3. Bring your recommendations. Now, then you get into the areas that you have a little more confidence and or the issue is not as critical, where mistakes could be made without such disastrous consequences. Now move into 4 and 5. See? Gradually, you can move people higher and higher in this delegation area. As you do that, what do you think happens to your discretionary time? Goes up and up and up. Why? Because people are taking more and more of the duties and responsibilities that you otherwise would be doing. Plus, all that supervision. You could get into a span of control of 1 to 20 to 30 people. See, most people think of span of control of 6, 8, 10 people. That's because they don't know how to have a complete delegation. You have to be smart and go wise and be patient. You can't do it all at once. You help people grow. That's the PC idea. Little by little. Level 3. Maybe just level 2 for some people. Just ask. You see something wrong, ask about it. Level 3 in this area. There may be some areas, like changing policies, wait till told. If you give a blanket, do whatever you think is wise at the time, then, you know, they might be messing around with stuff you don't want them to mess around with at all. So you have to be very discriminating. How many here acknowledge delegation is very hard for you? How many often say, why delegate? Because I end up doing it again myself anyway. You know, I just spend more time correcting the mistakes that were made initially. Strong emotional hesitancy on the part of many people to delegate. In fact, J.C. Penney reached the point where he said one time, the most important milestone of my business career took place the day I realized I couldn't do it anymore myself. So I had to delegate. He was forced to by circumstances, but see, he was so good at it. So good at it. In fact, that's the difference between being a producer and a manager. That's the difference. A dentist is a producer. It's labor intensive. He has to work with the patient. He does the diagnosis. He does the filling, the drilling, the correcting, and so forth. That's a producer. As soon as the dentist hires someone else to do the hygienic work, to do the prep work, to do other of the important duties but don't require the same level of skill, the dentist becomes a manager. As soon as you become a manager, you're moving the fulcrum over. You're working into high leverage activities. But while you're moving the fulcrum over, what's happening to production? It goes down. So people that have a short-term P mentality, they want the golden egg, see, they're the ones that have the hardest time to delegate because it takes so much time to move the fulcrum over. You can certainly pick up that room better than the child, make it better, see. But the key is you want to empower the child to do it. But that takes time. You got to get involved in training and development, see? Patience, emotional bank accounts, see? That takes time. But oh, how valuable that time is. Downstream, it saves you so much time to spend that time up front in setting up the proper delegation. That's what a manager does. That's the difference between being a producer and being a manager. They know how to delegate. That's the essence of it. Really, how to give responsibility and hold the person responsible. That's the essence of it. Now, you know what the difference between a manager and a leader is? Habit 2. Where are we going? What are we about? What's our vision? What's our purpose? What are our values? I like the story about the producers down there hacking their way through the jungle with a machete. Thick undergrowth. Just cutting their way through it. They get tired. Back here are the managers, see? And they're sharpening the machetes for them. and they are putting on machete-wielding muscle development classes and skills for machete wielders. They prepare working schedules for machete wielders and checklists for machete wielders to follow. The leader climbs the tallest tree in the jungle, surveys the whole scene, the larger picture, studies the trends, what's happening out there, what do the future hold, what's happening in here, and screams out, "Wrong jungle!" Managers and the producers shout back, "Shut up, we're making progress!" In other words, they're going in the wrong direction. That's the role of leadership. Direction. And motivation. Modeling. Inspiring people around that vision so that it marshals their energies and taps their own ingenuity and creativity toward that vision. That's the role of leadership. Now, where is leadership on your four quadrants? Where do you come up with these innovative ideas? Number two. Everything that's truly significant, I suggest, is in number two. Well, you know you have to do number one. That's both urgent and important. But you want to keep number one as small as possible because that's where the crises are. Work on two. Leadership and management. Now, what I'd like to do is to kind of briefly summarize this habit. After you prioritize, then you organize in either the ways of organizing your own life through scheduling and the use of a tool, or in delegating to other people using as much as possible the stewardship approach, then the key is to execute around those priorities. In other words, do it. You see, in the last analysis, time management is a misnomer. It really means self-management, doesn't it? Most people do not execute, do not apply the discipline themselves because they haven't deeply prioritized. It's not deep enough within them. It's still on the surface. So they're shallow and they get disrupted and up-pulled by all of the fickle forces that play upon their life. So people who say, "I'm lacking discipline," usually it's because they have not prioritized deeply enough. Now, sometimes they have prioritized, but they simply are a product of their moods and their feelings, not of their commitments and their decisions. So they have to cultivate the habit of proactivity. In fact, these three habits so tie together in such a marvelous way. They build on each other sequentially, but they reinforce each other. Let me look at those three habits again. First, the habit of being proactive. That means you're the programmer. Second, write the program. Begin with the end in mind. Where do you want to go? That's leadership, see? Third, gets into production and management. First things first. Now that you have your priorities, organize around them, execute around them.
This is the end of side 7.